Now the Gemara is the question still, V'ika Mizgartoi, there's rim that comes above the Shulchan HaTefach. So why isn't that included? It should come out, the Havaminer is, that the Lechem is on top of the Mizgartoi. So it should come out together to be 16 Tfachim, not only 15. Gemara says, I'll tell you, command Yom Mizgartoi Lamato Hoiso. And maybe Amishta, this Cheshbon goes, if Yod Mizgarta, this rim, was downwards of the Shulchan, not on top of the Shulchan, but was Lamato. So therefore, the Lechem itself started on top of the Shulchan. So it only came up 15 Tfachim, not more. The Gemara still has, though, with the Laman, the Yom, according to one Yom that holds, Mizgartoi Lamalo Hoiso, that the Mizgarta, the rim that went around the Shulchan was above, so the Chura, how come the Lechem did not come up 16 Tfachim? So Gemara says, no, even according to him, I'll tell you, Perkudai Heve Meparkado, the Lechem Begavo de Shulchan Heve Yosef, that this Mizgarta did not come straight up, but rather Rashi says, came practum like you're lying down on your back, Shloisos Kufa, it wasn't straight up. And the Mishupas, Rashi says, was like slanty. Venoita Kalpechut, it was like slanty upwards towards the outside. So therefore, the Lechem that was put inside the Shulchan was not affected by the Mizgeris. The Mizgeris was like slanty outside of the Shulchan. So therefore, the Lechem started inside on top of the Shulchan itself. Therefore, it only went up 15 Tfachim and not more. That's called Perkudei Hevi Meparktei. Means it was like leaning outwards this Mizgeris, this rim. And therefore, the Lechem Begavod the Shulchan Hevi Yosef. The Lechem itself was sitting inside the Shulchan, and it was not affected by the Mizgeris. Now, Kedatanya, like we learned, that Rabbi Yossi says, the Hoyisham Snifim, there was no Snifim over there. There was no rods there on the bottom part of the Shulchan, on the bottom, for the bottom row of the Lechem, to hold up the Lechem, but rather, Bela Mizgartoi, Shel Shulchan Amedis. It was the Mizgarta, was the rim that came up from the Shulchan. That's what protected the bottom row of the Lechem. Shel Shulchan Amedis Es HaLechem. So here you see clearly, even though the Mizgaris came upwards, it did not affect the Lechem to be on the Shulchan, but Adarabba. It was like facing towards outwards, protecting the Lechem. Omrullah, they said back to Rabbi Yossi, no, Mizgarta Lamata Hoiso. The Mizgarta, this rim of the Shulchan, was not above, but rather was below, it went down with the Tefach. So the Chala did not affect the Shulchan, the Lechem, and it did not even protect the bottom row, the bottom Lechem. Omer Rabbi Yechon says, L'divri Yom, according to Mandi Omer that holds and says, Mizgarta Lamata Hoiso, that the Mizgaris, this rim, was going downward, it did not come upwards, so it comes at the top of the Shulchan was flat. There was nothing to hold anything inside it. And so you have a proof then that Tavlo, if you have a board, HaMisapechas, that the way you could use it to store something inside is to turn it upside down. But the way it is right now, it's flat, still Tanaya, still it's Mekabel Tuma. In other words, the Shulchan was Mekabel Tuma. We'll bring proofs later. How do we know the Shulchan was Mekabel Tuma? Now the Shulchan itself was a Pshuta Kliyetz. It was only a smooth piece of wood. So if the Mizgartoi comes up with is very good, that makes like a base kibble, it could accept things. But if then the Mizgartoi was Lamato, so the top of the Shulchan was just flat. So why is the Mekabel Tuma? Elamayit Sarai, if you have a flat piece of wood, but if you turn it upside down, then it could be Mishtamish to be Mekabel to accept things inside it, that's also called the Klit for Mekabel Tuma. Therefore the Shulchan was Mekabel Tuma. But Ledivri Yom, according to Mandi Yom, that says, Mizgarta Lamalohoi, so that no, the Mizgaris, this rim, was projecting upwards from the Shulchan, so then, you have no proof, it could be then, Tavla Mithapechas Tabay Loch. Then you could have a question, what would be if you have a straight piece of wood that on top it does not hold anything? It's only if you turn it upside down, then it would hold something. Then you can clear it for Shiloh. In other words, from the Shulchan itself, you have no proof, because it could be the Shulchan, this Mizgeris was coming upwards, that's what considered a base kibble. So Mer says, Akol Ponim Michlal, it's a proof from here, the Shulchan Bar Kibbutz Tumu. Everybody holds that the Shulchan itself was Mekabel Tumah. And the question is why? L'chura kliyetz ha'asui l'nachasu. It was only a kliyetz that was put down l'nachas to put the lechem on top of it. But it was not made to move around the shulchan. If so, the klal is v'chol kliyetz, any kliyetz ha'asui l'nachas, that the main purpose of the kliyetz is just to put things down on top of it, but not to move it around, is ein makabel tumah. And we'll soon see why later why the shulchan bikur is called a kliyetz, even though it was covered up with gold, but still the main part of it is the kliyetz, and it was only made lenachas, means just to put lechem upon him on top of it, but who not to pick it up, since so then it should not be makabel tumah. And my time, what's the reason that we say kliyetz also lenachas is not makabel tumah? What's the reason? Because the klal of tumah is by kliyetz at least dumya the sack, it has to be daima to a sack. Ma sak, just like a sack, mital the molev reik, and you move it around, whether it's full, whether it's empty. Of kol mital the molev reik, it has to be something that's moved around when it's full or when it's empty. So the question is, the shulchan, once it's full, you do not move it around. The shulchan was made lenachas just to leave the lechem on it, not to move it around. So Mara says, no, I tell you that shulchan nami mital the molev reik. The shulchan is also considered it was moved around when it was full and when it was empty. Why? To the Rosh Lakish, like Rosh Lakish says. To Yom Rosh Lakish says, my Dechsev, what does the Pasuk say? Ala Shulchan HaTor, put it down on the Shulchan, it's Tor. So here it's a Diyik Tor, Mechlal Diyik Tumeya. Master of the Shulchan could be Mechabot Tumah. The question is, why? The Churitza, it's a Kliyetz, that's Oymid Lanachat, it should not be Mechabot Tumah. Ela, rather, the Pshat is, Melamed, come to teach us, that they used to, yes, pick up the shulchan even when it was molly, even when it was full of lechem, they used to pick up the whole shulchan. Omarin by lechem, they would show the lechem to the people that came to be early regal. We would tell them, Ru, look and see, chibas mafnei mokim, see how much Hashem loves us, because there was a nest with the lechem upon him. Kidereg Yeshua ben Levi, the Yomer Yeshua ben Levi. Nes godol nasab lechem upon him. There's a tremendous nest that I put lechem upon him. That's the luka kisidurei. The same way when you put the lechem down, it was fresh. When they took it away, the next Shabbos was just as fresh. So that's a tremendous nest that the lechem stood fresh. It was good lechem. Shneim the pasuk says, losum lechem cham b'yom chal ha'kel. That the same day they took it off, it was fresh and warm, the bread. So this nest, he wanted to show the people that came to be on the regal, to show them the chibaskim of the mokum, klaislof nehem mokum. Therefore, yes, they used to lift up and be metalt of the shulchan when it was molly. So therefore, even though it's considered abshute kliyetz, still it would be mekabel tumah. Now the more is the question, why? V'tepek le mishum tzipui. Why do you call the shulchan a kliyetz? The chur was covered up with gold. Says so, even though they don't pick it up, it's made out of matchis, and matchis, Rashi says, is not iskush lesak. Afil wasa nachas, the makabel tumah, even though it's not meant to move it around when it's full, it just stays still. So it's makabel tumah. Mila etnan, didn't we learn that what did you go bosa the tzipui? We learned hashulchan v'yadubaki. If you have this table, or the dubaki, Rashi says, shall or it's like a tablecloth made out of skin, and we eat on top of it. She nifchasu. That became a hole, became broke, or shechifan b'shayish, where she covered it up with shayish, with marble. So it depends. V'shaya b'makim hanochas kaisais. If you leave over places that you could put the kaisas cups down on it, so therefore tumeim, it's makabel tumah. But in other words, if the shulchan, even though it was broke in the middle, but since part of the shulchan is still left over, a place enough to put down kaisas, put down cups on it, it's still called the shulchan. Therefore, it's makabel tumah. Who was in this dubaki? That's this other type of a table teed on, made out of skin. So, and the Gemara says what? That you cover it up with shayish, with marble. Now, marble itself is the kli evin. It's not makabel tumah. But the leftover part of it that did not have marble on it, a place enough to put the kaisas on it, to put cups on it. So therefore, since that place is choshev, it's makabel tumah. Rabbi Yudah says like this: Mokam hanochas chaticha shayir in. Rabbi Yudah Weimer, Mokom Hanochas Chatichas. In other words, the piece of table, the part of the table that's still not broken, still left over, has to be big enough, not just to put down kaisa, to put down cups, but has to be big enough to put down a portion of food on it. That's called Mokom Hanochas Chatichas. Or else a part that doesn't have marble over it has to be big enough to put down a portion of food. Then it's still Mekabel Tumah. But call upon the diik is shayir in loy shayir loy. If you left over a part of this dubuki that was not covered up with marble, the size of either kaisa or chatichos, then it's mekabel tumah. But if you did not leave over any place those things covered over, it's not mekabel tumah. So what do you see? You go both of the tipui. Here that it's covered over with marble, with avonim, you go both of the marble, it's not mekabel tumah, there's no tumah. So by yos, with tipui is with gold, with metal, metal is mekabel tumah, so the chodesh shulchan should be mekabel tumah because of the tzipui. So what do you have to come on to? It's a kli eitz, hosel nachas. Yes, that you pick it up, even without picking it up. The ma'ase tzipui is covered up with matchas, with metal, that should be mekabel tumah. So when it says v'chitan, maybe you want to tell me, kan v'tzipui I made, kan v'tzipui sheinu I made. Over there it's talking about that the marble was fastened to it tight. You can't take it apart. Therefore, it's bottled, the ikar is the marble. But maybe in the shulchan, the gold was put on top, was not only, was not fastened, was not put down tight, you could take it apart. So therefore, the ikar is not the gold, but still the wood. So Mora says, no. V'aboy minir v'shlokesh m'abiyachan, v'shlokesh yasakash m'abiyachanun. V'tzipu oimid, oi v'tzipu shena oimid. How are we talking about here? Does the tzipu have to be dafk attached, or even if not attached? V'shchifas es lavat v'zin, do the rims have to be overlaid with the shayish, with the marble, or does the rims not have to be overlaid with the marble to make it not from a kabel tumah? The Yomalei said back to like this, loishna tzipa I made, loishna tzipa shemu I made, loishna chipa es levazazin, loishna lechipa es levazazin. In both cases, it's not makabel tumah. So here you see, you go bust with the tzipa, the covering, even though it's not fastened on. So again, we're still holding by the kasha. The shulchan should be in the kabel tumah because of the zohar that was covered up with. All right, we'll stop here. You were holding that tzadik zayin namad aleph. Remember the shalom again that the word before said that the shulchan could become tummy. So shalom was why it's only kliyates. Hosla nachas, it's not metaltol, moly v'rekom. So why was the kabel tumah? So he gave an answer, yes, that they used to lift up the shulchan with the lechem to show it to the other regalim. So the last question of Gemara was, what do you have to come onto that for? The chur had a tzipa yavzov around it. And the chur, we should go after the tzipa, we should go after the covering. And since the covering was metal, was gold, that's mekabel tumah, even though it's also lenachas. So Gemara wanted to answer, maybe to say, no, here the covering, the gold plating on the shulchan was not fastened to the shulchan. So Moshe left no. V'aboyi Resh Lakish Reb Yechanan. B'tzipu Oymed or B'tzipu Shein Oymed. It's only talking about tzipu that's fastened to the kli. Or even if it's not Oymed, it's not fastened onto it. And who had been asked the Mashallah was B'shech.